Midterm Mayhem.
Midterm Mayhem.
Midterm Mayhem.
Oh, Chad. A 3 o'clock
Midterm Mayhem.
A little special.
A 3 o'clock Midterm Mayhem. The show is so big, we need two of these.
Yeah.
All right, Liz Cheney at 4 o'clock for Midterm Mayhem. For right now, the big introduction.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it may be 3, but across the world, it's in our hearts that it is that time to sit down with our election insider, the one, the only, the former governor of the great state of Arizona, Dan Brewer, the governor!
Governor, yesterday, Carrie Lake.
They want abortion after pregnancy now. They want to give a mother the option to kill the baby after pregnancy.
Do you know of mothers in Arizona who are carrying their child to full term and then kill the baby immediately afterwards? I haven't heard any of this stuff. What do you make of it?
Well, I'm speechless. I haven't ever heard of that either. I don't know where she got her information from. That's not right. She must have misspoke.
Nope.
I mean, no.
I don't think so.
She doubled down. She backed off. I don't even know which way she's coming or going. She's like, I didn't mean that. And what I meant is exactly what I said, but I didn't mean it.
I've never heard anything like that in my lifetime. I mean, that leaves me speechless.
It's jarring. Do you believe that's the stance for the Democratic Party?
No, I don't believe that. I don't think anybody believes that. I thought that she was pro-life and absolutely no exceptions. I am pro-life, but I believe that we have to have exceptions. I believe we need to have exceptions to save the life of a mother and rape and incest. You know, that's pretty clear, right? I thought she didn't want any exceptions. It's going to make it very difficult for people to understand where she is and how they're going to make their decisions. A lot of people, pro-life, pro-choice, that's what they vote on. That's the only thing they're interested in. She better get out there and clarify what it is that she means on that issue, because it is a big issue among women.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, she's joining us an hour early for a special edition of Midterm Mayhem.
Mayhem.
The madness, the mayhem that is the 2022 midterm election. Governor, is there any way you as a conservative Republican would vote against Carrie Lake and for Katie Hobbs?
That's a tough question. I'm a Republican. I like to think that I would always vote Republican because I believe philosophically about their policies, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I still am hoping that I get the opportunity maybe to speak with Carrie and see just exactly, you know, what all her platform and where she's headed and where she wants to take the state.
Are you on the fence?
I'd like to know about both of them a little bit more. I've spoken to Katie Hobbs, and we talked about a few things. I kind of know where she's at.
When did you talk to Katie Hobbs?
Oh, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well, hold on a second. All right. Why did you talk to Katie Hobbs, and what did you guys discuss?
She called me up, and we chatted. It was a good conversation, and she never asked me for anything. We just met. You know, I was the Secretary of State. She's the Secretary of State. She's moving up, she thinks, to governor, and, you know, kind of go through the formalities and stuff. And so we had a nice little luncheon. I mean, you know, it was nice.
Wait, you went to lunch?
She never asked. Oh, you guys.
What'd you have?
Dragging things out.
Hold on.
I had a chicken salad.
Whoa. Wait. You went to lunch with Katie Hobbs a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, it was fine.
It's fascinating. So you can't get a meeting with Carrie Lake, and you tried to actually get a meeting with Carrie Lake, the Republican, and she doesn't want to talk to you. But Katie Hobbs out of nowhere called you, and you guys sat down for a meal together?
We did, and we talked about the Office of Secretary of State, and we talked about the Office of the Governor, you know, about getting your staff in order, those kinds of things. She didn't ask anything of me. You know, I didn't really know Katie very well at all, so it was nice.
Was there any policy that you guys talked about?
No, there was not.
Who paid?
I paid for mine, and she paid for hers.
Oh, you guys went Dutch. You went politically Dutch.
We're human beings. We're both women. We both served as Secretary of State, and she's running for governor. I thought it was a good thing. I mean, I've met with a lot of different people that have ran for office.
All right.
You know, or running for office.
Except for the Republican on the this side.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer is joining us, our election insider. I actually like the fact Katie Hobbs reached out to you. I like that. And I'll tell you why. If she wants to run the state, why not talk to you? You ran the state. She's not putting politics in front of that. She actually sat down with a Republican, broke bread, and had a discussion. Politicians don't do that. I give you credit for that, too, Governor Brewer, that you would go and you would sit down with a Democrat who called you and you would actually chat. Listen, you know me. I love you. I think you're great. I think this is a thumbs up for Katie Hobbs that she says, you know what? Why shouldn't I go and talk to people who have already run the state? I should do that. If I want to run the state, I should even go ask people who are on the other side. Hey, what's it like? Hey, Governor Brewer, do you have any advice?
You're 24-0.
Well, yeah. I'm pleasantly surprised that Hobbs reached out to you and you guys sat down. I'm happy about that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, you know, and I didn't hesitate. I thought it was the right thing to do. When you're up in the governor's office, you have to work on both sides of the aisle. You have to work with everybody and you have to open up those avenues, you know, and that's what she did. And I reciprocated. When I ran, I talked to Jane Hull. I talked to Fike Symington. You just do that.
You talked to Napolitano?
After I was elected, she did. We did sit down in the office and we did go over some issues.
Oh, see, there we go.
There we go.
That's fascinating. The Hobbs thing. Boy, don't hold out on us. That's the one you should lead with that thing.
I've spoken to her since then. And
we didn't talk about it.
She bogarted us.
Gosh. Well, that's the headline. Don't bury the headline. All right. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, our election insider.
Governor!
A special 3 o'clock edition of Midterm Mayhem. Man. Governor Brewer, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you have a great day.
I can't wait to find out who you go to lunch with this week.
All right. See you, Governor.
See you, Governor.